Be strong and of a good courage. Isn't that simple? Be strong and of a good courage so you can do what I tell you to do. Huh? Isn't that what it says?
Yep.
Then the people, what did they do? They said, Joshua, we will obey everything you tell us to do. We will do it. And every place we tell you to go, we will go only. God, you be with him. God be with you. And Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. The only thing the people in the church have a right to expect from their pastor is him to be strong and of a good courage. That's it. Everything else, they put it on God. It's up to God to be with that preacher. Do you think I've got the power to make God do anything? I would hope you don't think so. We got some funny guys running around in robes that wear these turned back collars that think they've got the power to pull God off his throne, throw him on an altar and kill him. Then they feed him to everybody and say, you got God in you now. Stupid. How do people believe some of this garbage? How do they believe it? Thank you. They don't read the Word. People are lazy. They'd rather somebody else do it for them.
Yep.
Well, folks, if they're going to be that way, at least you be truthful about it. You read the Word.
Yep.
Don't take my word for anything. You get in that Word and you find it out and you seek the truth. And I want to tell you something. Scott, you know this to be true. Steve, you know it to be true. And some of you others do. The moment you set your heart to know the truth of God, God will begin to move in your life to bring you to the knowledge of that truth. And nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. All you've got to do is set your heart to know the truth. That's it. And He will do the rest. He will bring you to the knowledge of the truth. He will show you His glory. He will give you every bit of it. And He will raise you up. My message to the church is, whether you're listening by radio or whether you're listening on a tape or whether you're looking at a video or any of you in this tent right here, it's very simple. Declare the truth boldly. It's time to declare the truth. Show the sins of the church. Declare them. If they don't like you, scream it louder.
Amen.
And do it louder and louder and louder that they may hear. Some in that church may really want to know God's Word.
Amen.
There are people in the churches today that are sitting back saying there's something wrong and I don't know what it is. You know, there are a lot of people, a lot of men in this country right now won't go to church because they think church is a bunch of garbage. They think it's a bunch of garbage. Do you know what? Most of them are right. We got one man here that's coming here every single night. He had to be away today. But he come here every single night. He kept telling his sons, you got to go to church, you got to go to church, you got to go to church. I corrected him. I said, you ain't got to go to church. You got to get a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This thing ain't about church. It's about Jesus.
Yep.
Church can't save you. Jesus can save you. This
Amen.
Tent can't save you. Jesus will save
Amen.
You. You can come up to this altar, cry and blubber, and I'll have to get a mop and clean it up. That ain't going to save you. But getting in your closet and getting on your knees and humbling yourself before God and saying, Lord, I ain't wrapped too tight. I need some help. Fix some of me. That will get something done.
Amen.
Preachers get mad because I don't have altar calls anymore. I have an altar call every now and then when God tells me to. But I don't have altar calls anymore. Why? Because I watch too many of them. And I watch the same people coming up time after time after time after time after time. Just for show. I ain't going to be a part of that. You want something? Get in your closet and ask God in secret who will reward you openly.
Amen.
Then come and show it. You want to tell me you're a Christian? Fine. Tell me you're a Christian. You want to tell me you believe in Jesus Christ? Fine. Tell me you believe in Jesus Christ. But I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it. God's Word is true. Paul said to the Corinthians, when I came not with excellency of speech, declaring to you God's what? Word? but in demonstration and in power of the Spirit, that your faith would stand, what? Not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. My faith is based on the fact that God heals and is alive today. He delivered me in 72. He healed me in 72. And He's healed me of things since then. And I believe that. I've seen Him heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, the blind see, the lame walk. Nobody can tell me God isn't real. Nobody can tell me this Word isn't real. I know it's real. Why? Because I've seen, experienced, and known the power of God.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame when little witchcraft covens out here have more power than the average church? Shame. 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 Shame on the church. Shame on the church. But they're too busy with their self-esteem. And look how good I am. And look how pretty I am. Well, look out, churches. God is raising up a people. They may not be pretty. They might not even dress good. They might not even know how to talk right. They may stutter. Maybe they don't know how to read too good. But they're going to find the power of God. They're going to walk in the power of God. And they're going to live in the power of God. And people are going to see and believe.
Amen.
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 God can take a man that's been on heroin, 30 bags of heroin a day, and in one day pull him off of that heroin, deliver him, put weight on him, and make him look like a human being again. Bless God, if He can do that, guess what? He can fix anybody and anything out here.
Amen.
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 Now, if I preached a little hard today, good. This is my last day here for a while. I get to leave and run away. You get to stay and clean up the mess. Praise God. Huh? All right. What time is it? 3:10. See, this is church. I don't go too long in church, right? Is that the way it goes? Lover of my soul, son.
Okay.
We're going to let Steve and maybe finish this up here in a second. Go ahead. Play it softly. We're going to let Steve finish this up here. We've tried to invite the churches to be part of what's going on. They don't want no part of it. But that's all right. See, we believe what Jesus said when He said, you go into a town, you ask who's worthy. If they receive your peace, you leave your peace. If they don't receive it, take your peace back. Well, they didn't receive my peace, so I take it back. Now it's on their head. But we're not going to leave the area without people here that'll carry on this message, that have the anointing to carry on this message. Amen? And we're taking this tent across America, and we're going to go where the big boys won't go. We'll take this tent if there's only one person. Because we're not looking for the big crowds. We're looking for the elect of God. My prayer is, Lord, if they're not of You, keep them out of this tent. That's my prayer. I pray that all the time. If they don't belong to You, Lord, keep them out of here. But if they're Yours, I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. Get them in here. You can do the rest. And He's been doing it. This song means a lot to me because it says it all, that Jesus is the lover of my soul. He died for my soul. He died for my soul and my spirit. He didn't die for this ragged flesh. He's got something better for me than this thing. In the meantime, I'm hid in Him. But He pulls me out of this miry clay. God the Father pulls me out of this miry clay and sets me on Jesus. That's never changed. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That has never changed. It never will change. There are two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of the world. There's the kingdom of God. And it doesn't matter which kingdom you belong to. You're a slave. You better learn that. But you can choose whose slave you're going to be. I'm a bond slave. I'm a bond slave to Jesus Christ. He bought, paid for me. I don't belong to me. I belong to Him. He can do with me what He wants. He wants to make me sit out here and look like an idiot. That's fine with me. I'll be the best idiot He's ever been, or ever seen, or ever had. If He's got something else for me, that's okay too. Amen. That's where you got to get. Serve Jesus Christ and learn His Word. Take God serious. Don't take yourself serious. Believe His Word. You ready, son? Wait a minute. 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 Got to do something. Nikki, you ready to get rid of that asthma? Huh? You ready? Had it long enough? Huh? You scared? God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. Tired. Well, I'm not. Just turn it loose. And I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You don't have to have that anymore. For God loves you. Hey, God loves you. You know that? You gotta love yourself too, in His way. Love yourself as He loves you. Not as the world, but as He loves you. Because the Nikki that God loves is a loving person and a caring person. She loves her husband and she loves her children. Amen. Go ahead, cough it. Get rid of it. It's all coming out. In Jesus' name, He delivered. See, Nikki, I know you're going to be healed. I'll tell you why. The Lord told me you would be prayed for and healed before I left the area. So that's why I wasn't surprised when I saw you walk in the tent. Because I knew you had to be here. Because this was the last day. This is your day of deliverance. Praise God for it. And just rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Ma'am, do you have a prayer request? You have a prayer request? Yeah, you. What do you have a prayer request for? Okay. Let's do that. Amen. But you know what it's going to take for them to do that? Us getting there first. And God can do it. And you know what? If we do that, if they won't see it, He'll take them out and put others in. I've seen it happen. I went down to Dallas, Georgia, where the town council, the police department, the sheriff's department, and the hospital administration were all involved in a drug ring. God had been praying, one man praying for God to do something about it. God sent me there. We stayed there 2 weeks and prayed over the community. Then we set up the tent. And we stayed there for 5 weeks. And broke it. Broke it. The churches didn't come in. Churches wouldn't have anything to do with us.
after we broke it. And after we took the tent down, we stayed an additional week. And when we left, I gave the man the lumber number I was at. I said, call me with the results. He called me a week later. The whole thing was destroyed. Every one of them were out of there. You've got power in the name of Jesus. Believe Jesus. Trust Him. Amen. Lord, open the eyes of these leaders in this community. Open their eyes. Send your judgment, your righteousness. Sift them as wheat, that they may know you. And do the same with the churches, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And Scott, you know when I say it, it comes to pass.
Give the Lord a cheer. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, one thing before we go out of here today, I want to share with you. I know Richard was preached some things that were kind of hard today. And, you know, sometimes we get the wrong idea of the Lord. And we forget that He says in His Word that He chastises those whom He loves. You know, a lot of times what ends up happening is we get frustrated in the Lord because we're trying to get the Lord to bow to our will instead of vice versa. And as we try to get the Lord to bow to our word, what we're asking Him to do is we're asking Him to deny Himself. He can't. He cannot change His word. We have to bow to His word. And one of the things is sometimes when things are a little tough, you know, we don't exactly feel all that good, but I'm going to share something because Richard was talking out of Mark 16. Now, when you remember earlier, it said, now when Jesus was risen, now this isn't when He got up in the morning, this is after His death and resurrection. On the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with Him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that He was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Now, think of this for a moment. This is what He said He was going to do, right? Why was it such a big surprise? But when she went forth, they believed not. After that, He appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward. So this is two witnesses we got here of Jesus having risen. And those old apostle guys and stuff like that, the ones that people tend to put up on the pedestals and everything, they weren't believing. But He goes, afterward He appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. Now you know what? Jesus didn't stop there. The very next words out of His mouth are, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Amen.
So the thing is, sometimes when we get our toes stepped on, it's because the Lord needs to step on our toes that we can then go forth and do what He says. Amen. And that's what this is about. The beginning of the work in Claremont is, you know, Richard's come up here with this tent, and he has shared the gospel with us. Now those of us that have believed and been baptized shall go forth and do likewise.
Amen.
And you know what? People have to change if we do that.
Amen.
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 Well, praise God. One last thing before we get out of here. Scott here lives in Cornish Flat. B here lives in Claremont. And we are going to be having some services down here. We just haven't quite figured out where yet. So we hope that you'll come and join us. We got some brochures up here that have some information about the ministry. And if you stick around, we can talk for a few minutes. We'd love to get to know you. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Amen.